Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Fancy Brian, you've got me nearly stunned. Breaking news from the top. Let me say hi to Evan first. Evan here in the world headquarters. Devil Radio, lightly screening the calls. So we'll get to the phones in a bit at 844-967-2789. And I'm going to ask you for a source, Fancy Brian. But you broke no... You broke... Easy for me to say. You broke news to me as we're going on the air. And this, as far as we're concerned, here in the great state of Wisconsin, Fancy Brian, this is stunning news.
I'm told in the last 10, 15 minutes that Donald Trump has endorsed Tim Michaels for governor.
Oh, that's got to sting Rebecca Clayfish. Damn, that's got to sting. And Tim Rantham, the whole justification for Tim Rantham's existence here in the state of Wisconsin, Republican, fringer, lunatic, maybe, gubernatorial candidate. His whole reason to exist was to decertify and overturn the last electoral college count. So Rantham's all in on a big lie. Rebecca Clayfish, I mean, she's gone rigged election on this one. And Tim Michaels, who, what, Fancy Brian, they must share a resume. You know, both had rich daddies that, you know, kind of put him on third base and let him think they were successful. Something like that. What do you think the appeal is? Because Michaels said, maybe rigged. Maybe rigged. But the rest, they were full on rigging. So how did Trump endorse, you know, the rich guy's kid?
I am looking into that right now. It was confirmed by Luke on the end of the show. Weber was talking about it, and a couple different folks are saying so. I'm trying to find actual, like, it just broke within the last 15
minutes.
You
better
not
be T-bowing me.
I'm not T-bowing you, man. I asked for a source myself when I was told about it. So, we'll check in on it. We'll go and make sure that we get the entire story. But,
I feel sure you'll be completely vindicated.
For sure.
Better be.
I will.
Fancy Brian. You know, we got some other topics. The president of the United States, Joe Biden, my president, your president, is going to address the nation tonight, a primetime speech. And the purpose of this speech, gun violence. He's going to address the gun violence. Saw new statistics out today, Fancy Brian. We have now achieved 231 mass shootings of four or more casualties, not including the shooter, just to clarify the terms. And we've not had a week this year, the entire year of 2022, where we've had less than four mass shootings. So, you know, it's starting to be a quote-unquote problem? Question mark? Will there be action? Well, that's a better question. You know, Fancy Brian, I think we got some sound. Eric Swalwell. Swalwell is a Democratic rep, and Swalwell gave some, I guess you'd call it testimony damn near, in the judiciary hearing today. And I better set the stage a little bit better. You guys need a little bit of context. The House Judiciary Committee is holding an hours-long meeting as Democrats advance a package of gun reform measures. So this is in the House Judiciary Committee. A couple of updates from this big meeting. That guns moment when Rep. Greg Stube, Republican from Florida, who was attending the hearing virtually from his home, pulled out several handguns on screen, pulled out his guns. You know, I don't think he No, not like your guns, Vance Brand. Big old guns. You know, pulled out the literal guns. Anyways, he was making a point about the proposed legislation that would affect firearms, like his, drawing a response from Rep. Sheila Jackson. I hope that gun's not loaded. His response, in my house, I can do whatever I want with my guns. So apparently they are loaded. At least one must assume. Some poetry. Rep. Madeline Dean, Democrat from Pennsylvania, who was visibly upset, referenced a famous 17th century poem by John Donne, telling her colleagues, stop asking for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for us. There was an unexpected shout out. Republicans accused Democrats of wanting to abolish the Second Amendment, referenced as his example, Michael Moore. You know, the progressive filmmaker who became well known in the early 2000s. Committee Chair Gerald Nadler noted after the name dropped that he wasn't aware that Michael Moore was a Democratic member of the House. And there's the ranch predators, you know, Ken Buck, Republican, if you have to know, from Colorado, gave an example of how the gun laws are used in Colorado. In rural Colorado, an AR-15 is the gun of choice for killing raccoons before they get to our chickens. If the gun of choice, it's also the gun of choice for killing a fox. You know, lots of foxes and raccoons in the hen house.
I do have a fox that runs down my street, actually right on the sidewalk, but I never thought about, gee, I need to kill it.
You know, foxes are beautiful creatures. I love the foxes. What would the fox say? But let me read on. And the filibuster. The filibuster is a product of the Senate, but members of the committee are frequently referencing the 60-vote threshold. Progressive Rep. Mondaire Jones, Democrat from New York, vowed that Republicans couldn't prevent Democrats from passing gun legislation and that if the filibuster obstructs us, we will abolish it. Now, Senate Democrats do not have the votes, as they call it, to do that. I wish they would. So where is this bill going? The House Judiciary Committee is eventually expected to vote on the bill, which would raise the age, you know, from 18 to 21, ban high-capacity magazines, and require a background check for buying a ghost gun. After that, House Democrats want to go to the floor next week, in addition to a separate vote on the red flag legislation from Rep. Lucy McBeth. But the package faces a buzzsaw in the Senate, where a bipartisan group's trying to negotiate their own deal, you know, on mental health and red flags and such. Fancy Brian, while there's time, let's see if we can get started with a little bit of the sound of Eric Swalwell. I thought he was very straightforward, let's just say. Let's start playing it. Cut 20.
19 kids are dead. 19 children are dead. And so to my Republican colleagues, I ask, who are you here for? Are you here for our kids, or are you here for the killers? Because if you were here for the kids, you would do all you could to protect the next school shooting that's about to happen. And we know what's going to happen in America. You would vote to raise the age on purchasing an assault rifle. You would vote to ban high-capacity magazines. You would vote to require safe storage. And you would vote to address ghost guns, which are ravaging communities across America. But if you're here for the killers, you would do everything to make it easier for the next school shooting to happen. And Mr. Jordan, to say we are trying to dramatically change the country, if trying to make sure that no more kids are put in the ground with a Superman coffin means dramatically change the country, guilty. That's why we're here. Kids are going in the ground today, and you call that trying to dramatically change the country. Why aren't you trying to dramatically change the number of dead kids going into the ground, Mr. Jordan? Who are you here for, the kids or the killers?
Pretty stark language from Eric Swalwell. A little bit more. Do we have time for more of Swalwell? Let's do so. Cut 21.
My Republican colleagues are here for carnival games. They say it's about mental health. Okay, we try and fund mental health. They vote against it. They say it's about schools. We try and fund the schools, fund the teachers. They vote against it. They say it's about policing. $300 million in the American Rescue Plan for community policing. They all voted against it. And they don't want to listen to the police. If they listened to the police, they'd listen to the major cities' chiefs who have called for background checks, red flag laws, banning bum stocks, and banning high-capacity magazines. My favorite, it's about the family. We need to address the family issues in America. But we don't want to help feed a family. We're going to make it harder for kids to live on food stamps. We don't want to help a family learn. We're going to go after teachers in America. We don't want to help kids go to college. We don't want to give them jobs. We're going to vote against the infrastructure and jobs bill.
Let's play one more if there's time, Fancy Brian. Let's do 22, Eric Swalwell, the source, House Judiciary Committee.
And then they say that laws don't work. But they have no problem crafting laws to take away a woman's right to make her own healthcare decision. That law must work. They have no problem going after laws to ban drugs. There's plenty of laws on the books to ban drugs. But no, it's all about the person. Laws don't work when you have evil in our country. That's what they tell us. And then they tell us that we're in a country where you have violent video games, mental health problems, schools that can't be secured, and too many gun-free zones. And their solution to that is to put more of the most dangerous weapons into that mix. That's insane.
Eric Swalwell makes a fairly convincing, at least to my opinion, fairly convincing argument today in the House Judiciary Committee. And before we're done, we'll come back with the sound, the response, if you will, because somebody took a lot of offense to being, you know, analogized to, you know, supportive of the killers just because they got nothing to offer but thoughts and prayers, no legislative remedies. And I thought Swalwell was damning as he enumerated. Here's what we're going to do on this big show. We're going to try and come up with some logical, sensible solutions. We're going to solve some problems right here. You and me and Fancy Brian and Evan. A, you got to call us at 844-967-2789. And B, you got to stick around because we're going to offer some solutions. But before we do, we've got to, you know, fair and balanced and all that kind of stuff. Offer equal time to those that responded to Swalwell. And we'll also bring you a little more sound of Swalwell. And Fancy, did I mention I got invited on the Foxy News this weekend? Not going. But clearly I didn't win the battle to not get invited back. More Devils. We'll be right back.
We got to do something.
Absolutely.
That's a great idea. Okay, how do we do that?